You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different First Studios in San Francisco, California. We really pride ourselves on discovery here in the podcast, and what you hear month in and month out is a reflection of the best music and artists I come across day to day, and May's Noisemaker Mix is a perfect reflection of that. Hard-hitting rock and roll, mellow indie vibes, R&B, hip-hop, music from the Bay Area, and if you've listened before, you know how we do, and we appreciate you coming back to listen in to another episode. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, welcome. Get comfortable. Very pleased to have you. And about those discoveries, let's get to it. This is the Noise Pop Podcast's May Noisemakers Mix. We're going to open with this episode's Bay Area pick, which comes from superstar conga player Brigine's upcoming debut called Walkie Talkie. And Brigine Murphy plays congas with Toro y Moi, US Girls, and Poolside. She's a killer percussionist. And the Brigine Project is a collab between her and producer Doug Stewart, who you know here on the show from his work with Oakland bands Bell's Atlas, Myrna, and Astronauts, etc. in the past. This is an exciting new group that pretty clearly is influenced by all the incredible projects that Brigine's been involved in, and we're going to play the lead single from Walkie Talkie, which drops June 14th on Native Cat Recordings. The track's called Show and Tell, and it's this tropical disco jazzy jam that begs for sunshine or a mirror ball hanging from above. Here's Brigine with Show and Tell. Thank you. That was Brigine with Show and Tell. Ramona Hammer is a powerful rock and roll band if there ever was one, with driving guitars at every turn and absolutely menacing vocals from the lead singer. Her name's Devin Davis. There's an emerging band out of L.A. on the same New Professor Music label that put out the Rosie Tucker album earlier this year. If any of y'all caught onto that one, it's super solid. Ramona Hammer's coming out of a pocket of L.A. indie that I'm really feeling right now. Their debut LP is called I Never Wanted Company. It's out June 14th, and I'm stoked to be bringing them to San Francisco at Amnesia on Valencia Street with Same Girls on Saturday, June 29th. Definitely come out to that one. It's going to be rocking. This track is called Better View, and it's a totally punishing reflection of what Ramona Hammer does. Here it is, Better View.
Thank you.
That was Ramonda Hammer with Better View. If you don't already know Tank and the Bangas, you might remember the New Orleans outfit from when they won NPR's Tiny Desk Contest in 2017 with just a riveting performance. They've been touring tirelessly ever since, and last month they released their first LP since their debut album, which came out in 2013. The new album's called Green Balloon, and I was way impressed with it. It's 17 tracks long, and damn it if I didn't go back and spin it twice in a row the first time I got to it. The track we're going to play features singer Alex Isley, and yes, she's one of those Isleys, one of the younger members of the family. It's called Hot Air Balloons and Hot Damn. Instrumentally, it's got that funk, it's got that jazz, maybe the smoothest bass line I've heard in a minute. Bass player's name is Jonathan Johnson. And vocally, Tank is her typical poetic, endearing self, channeling her inner Sade at times on this one, but with a hint of the Nola drawl that she brings, and there's silky backing vocals from Alex Isley, and Tank is just so damn personable. Go see her live. Last time I saw them, I seriously got George Clinton vibes from her and the band. They're touring all over the planet right now, and here's the damn song. Hot Air Balloons by Tank and the Bangas. That was Hot Air Balloons by Tank and the Bangas. After a year hiatus, the Fono del Sol Festival is coming back to Potrero del Sol Park, kind of on the outskirts of the Mission and the edge of Potrero Hill. It's on Saturday, June 15th, and Noise Pop has teamed up with the Bay Bridge to bring the festival back for free. I love bomb cultural programming like this that's accessible to everyone, and you guys can check out all the details of the festival at fonodelsol.com, including the lineup with acts like Chastity Belt, Boy Scouts, Spelling, and more. Flying Lotus's sixth LP, called Flamagra, just came out on Friday, May 24th on Warp Records, and it's really saucy. Flylo's been one of the most influential producers in hip-hop and experimental music of the last decade, and it's cool to hear him still innovating on this album, but definitely adhering to that uncanny aesthetic he's built for himself. The features list on Flamagra is pretty unreal. Get this: Thundercat, Tori Moi, Shabazz Palaces, Solange, David Lynch, and on this track we're about to play, called Black Balloons Reprise, he's got off-kilter Florida rapper Denzel Curry on board. Flylo's beat on this one is so proper, and Denzel's one of the more fascinating rappers out there. He's crazy and punk as fuck. Has a new album out May 31st himself, called Zulu, on Loma Vista Recordings, and this is just a really inventive collab that riffs off of an older Denzel Curry track of the same name. You can catch both Flylo and Denzel Curry at Outside Lands Festival in Golden Gate Park on the weekend of August 9th. And here they are with Black Balloons Reprise.
Black balloon ignited. I feel the pain shoulder to shoulder as I was knighted. The night turns to day and my days don't seem the brightest. It's like itis. I wanna take a bite of what life is. If the president fuck around and piss off ISIS, bury me in blueberry bills, jewels, and ISIS. Let's connect from mind to mind. Lies are on the rise, increasing bigger size. Start to victimize when evil's idolized. Inside my battered mind, I have visions of being broke. A broken man writing words of wisdom inside these notes. Shattered and lost, chattering talk, blabbering off. Grabbing the cross, telling Jesus nothing matters at all. The black balloon floats, the black balloon flies. The black balloon pops, the black balloon dies. I must be the black balloon in. The children of the world always meets a doom end. The earth will soon end. We all perish, all parents, all kids, all buried. Cemetery ceremonious, find me at my loneliest. Life is the ugliest bitch I ever messed with. But she quit the down that nut back like Nesquik. Never try to take my life, you get your chest hit. Counting paper with Nigeria till my flesh split. We all cry, the day the black balloon explode. We all die, nobody couldn't handle the truth. We all lie, then wait to see the real explode. Till then I kick that funky shit into my casket clothes. We all cry, the day the black balloon explode. We all die, nobody couldn't handle the truth. We all lie, then wait to see the real explode. Till then I kick that funky shit into my casket clothes. We all cry.
That was Flying Lotus with Black Balloons Reprise featuring Denzel Curry. was just in Seattle visiting last week and got a healthy dose of the fan-freaking-tastic KEXP public radio station when I was out there. And honestly, I'd kill for a 24/7 FM dial station that plays independent music like that in San Francisco. And we were driving with my buddy Dallas from Tacoma to Seattle, tuned in to KEXP, and I heard this band from Ireland, Fontaines DC, with the song The Lots, and I was immediately drawn into them. I know my colleague, Lizzie Mono at Pace Magazine, was super high on them at South By. I missed them when I was out there, but when I finally had a moment to breathe and take it in on that drive, I saw the light. This is heady post-punk of the highest order. Their debut album, Doggerel, came out in April on Partisan Records. Check it out, and check out this track. Big shout out to the homie Dallas, who showed me a proper time in the PNW. I know he's a listener, so this one goes out to him. Fontaines, D.C., with The Lots. That was Fontaine's DC with The Lots. Crumb is a very sweet band from Boston, now based out of New York. Their latest single is called Ghost Ride, and like all of their music up to this point, it's been totally self-released, and they're getting a lot of ears on it. I think it's awesome that they're doing it on the self-release tip. This music is so chill, psyche vibes to pair with singer Lila Romani's vocals, and this is the type of music you press play on and just let your mind saunter off as you relax. Here's Crumb with Ghost Ride. That was Ghost Ride by Crumb. Okay, can we talk about how amazing the music on HBO's Insecure is? It's been one of the best shows on TV for the past couple years. Issa Rae is hilarious and talented. The music director on the show is modern R&B savant S-A-double-D-I-Q, Rafael Sadiq, which means he's essentially at the helm of finding the right songs to pair with the right moments on the show, and he does it so damn well. This one isn't exactly a new track. The episode came out late last September, but I've been catching up on season 3 of Insecure, and this song played at the end of an episode, and it was just perfect. All I wanted to do when the credits ended was look it up and listen to it again. It's called Easy by Anna Wise and Xavier Omar. Anna was all over Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly, and Xavier is an R&B singer from San Antonio who did an album with Sango a couple years back and is now signed to RCA. Get to know both of them for sure. Here's Anna Wise and Xavier Omar with Easy, as heard in season 3 of Insecure.
Yeah. smile. There's pleasure in right now. Do we make this better? Will we ever? Don't wanna leave, baby, never. No, I need you.
That was Anna Wise and Xavier Omar with Easy. Thanks for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast's May Noisemakers Mix. We've got a live episode recording coming to San Francisco at Beta Brand's Podcast Theater on Valencia Street, Thursday, June 27th, and we'd love for you, the listener, to come join us. Make sure to follow Noise Pop on socials or me on Twitter at AG Spinelli for details on our stellar lineup of guests and how to get free tickets to the show. The Noise Pop Podcast is written and produced by me. It's mixed and engineered by Kelly Coyne. Big thanks to the beautiful Different First Studios where this episode was recorded. Our executive producer is Kevin Arnold, and shouts out to Adrian Lee, Lamont Harper, and Jackie Moore at Noise Pop for marketing support. Until next month, I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers.